And right now it's time to take five for your community. And this morning we are packed. We are packed because Barb Large has brought in the Lawrence County CEO class. First of all, good morning to all of you. I appreciate you all coming in. We're going to have three of them be our spokespersons. Nicholas Shear, I'm going to start with you. You're right by the microphone and you're at my immediate left. That's how I do it. So I'm going to start with you. We're going to be talking about your first annual lip sync competitions coming up this Saturday with the annual dinner. But just for folks who have heard of the CEO class but aren't sure what you guys do, why don't you tell folks, you know, what the program's all about?
All right, well, CEO is a high school course that offers college credits that allows us to talk to local business people and tour local businesses to gain experience to create our own businesses.
And you guys visit a lot of businesses and you hear from a lot of people. And I'm curious, is there one piece of advice that you've heard that's kind of stuck with you so far? I mean, you don't have to single anybody out, but maybe somebody shared something and thought, that's something that resonates with me.
Yeah, what I'd say it probably be would be find something you love to do and can see yourself doing for a long time and continue being happy doing it.
Okay. Joey Hart's with us as well. Joey, I'll ask you the same question. Somebody said something to you that's, you know, kind of resonated with you?
I was actually going to agree with Nick on that one. I think that's the biggest piece of advice is just find something that you love and stick with it, make it work for you.
Okay. Jalen Alt is going to join us as well here. Jalen, now, you guys are going to take everything that you've learned, right? You're like you said, you've come up with your own businesses. I mean, this is actual businesses, right? I mean, you go and get loans and all of that stuff that you have to when you run a business, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, tell us about learning all this and actually putting that into practice, because that's got to be something.
Well, we just we're doing our class business to earn money to help us get loans to make our businesses.
All right, so let's talk about Saturday. You've got the lip sync competition and dinner, and talk a little bit about what's going on Saturday.
Well, starting at 5:30, we're holding a pulled pork dinner in the Lawrenceville High School cafeteria. Following that, at 7, we're holding a lip sync competition where, you know, people can come, watch, and participate in the lip sync.
Okay, now, I like you guys all came out here and you did ads for this, and I loved how you put it. You put, it cost you $5 to come and poke fun at your friends. I mean, isn't that what life's all about? You poke fun at your friends, it only costs you $5 to do it. Is the deadline to actually be part of the lip sync competition, has that passed, or can people still get in on that?
We're actually going to accept applications until probably Friday.
Okay. Okay, so again, that's going to be this Saturday, and then that's going to be at the high school?
Yes.
Okay, so again, that's the pulled pork dinner. That's from 5:30 to 7.
Yeah.
And that costs, I'm sorry,
$10.
Okay, and then the lip sync starts at 7, and that costs $5. I'll let you guys go. What piece of advice would you, Joey, what piece of advice would you give somebody who's, you know, just starting high school or just a little bit younger, and they're trying to think of what they want to do and, you know, as far as maybe getting involved in the CEO program?
So I think with getting involved in the CEO program, it was easy for us because all you have to do is apply and make yourself stand out. And whenever you get into the program, whenever you're deciding what you want to do, you definitely don't want to rush it, because if you rush it, you're not going to find something that, you know, you're going to be successful and you're not going to find something that you like. So just the best thing that I can say is get to know as many people as you can, because networking creates so many connections for you and it'll get you so far, especially in this county. If you want to be successful around here, that's how you have to, that's how you have to do it. You have to know people.
Okay. And Jalen, I'm going to put you on the spot because we always appreciate Barb when she brings you guys out here. What's it been like learning from Barb in the program?
Barb is really good. She is very fun she's a very fun facilitator, and she jokes around with us a lot, but she also gets serious when she needs to, and she's just a really good teacher.
Okay. See, Barb, I always like to have them say nice things about you because you do such a great job, and we appreciate you bringing them out here. And again, you follow these guys on Facebook because they're always visiting someone, or they're always having somebody come in and visit them, and they learn so much, and they are doing a wonderful job for themselves and for the county. It's just a wonderful thing to behold. So one more time, this Saturday, 5:30 to 7, that's the pulled pork dinner, and then at 7 o'clock, it's the lip sync competition. You said you'll take entrance up until Friday.
We'd love to have everyone.
All right. Well, listen, Nicholas, Joey, Jalen, everybody, listen, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for what you guys are doing. And Barb, thank you as well. Appreciate you guys all coming in this morning. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.